The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Baja Retreat and Spa, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Building Supplies, Everybody Wins, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Prince Masters, Bronze Electric Motors, The Water and Sewage Corporation, and Wendy's.
I gave you my heart, and the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, and the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten, twice shy, I've kept my distance, but you still caught my eye. Tell me, baby, you still recognize me? It's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you and I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been, and if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again. Christmas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. Last Christmas. My God. Once bitten, twice shy. I'm not going to fight you. It is a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. We are on the eve of Christmas Eve. And I hope you're doing well. All your money is depleting. You're looking at your children trying to figure out whether or not they're appreciative in their actions, thought, words, and deeds. And you're trying to figure out, my God, how much noodles do we have saved up between now and 365 days until the end of January? That's how it feels. It feels like forever before you get another check, before you get another check. Guys, we're out here and being able to jam. I'm grateful to be in your company on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Monday afternoon, December 23rd, the day before Christmas Eve. Tomorrow, we're going to shut down a little bit early. I think that's how they have it kind of set up for you. So tomorrow, we're going to be shutting down a little bit early, but we're here with you and we're going to be jamming today. Let's talk about these things. What's on your mind? First and foremost, I got to be able to shout out my good, decent people over at Baja Retreat. Baja Retreat and Spa, had a great time with them on Friday, being able to talk to them. And really having the liberty and understanding that we looked at two things. We looked at the holistic aspect. We looked at the mind, body, and spirit, and a lot of us being able to pour into or deplete ourselves significantly and never being able to replenish. And so we talked about being able to replenish that, providing us great opportunities. Baja Retreat Spa, understand the purchasing of a gift certificate for someone should be a source of confidence and not anxiety. Give a gift of the spa when you purchase a Baja Retreat Spa gift certificate. It makes the perfect gift for anyone. Our spa is designed to help you look and feel your best. Baja Retreat has an amazing team of friendly and skilled professionals who provide a variety of spa treatments using safe and organic ingredients. We have special spa packages available starting as low as $154. Can't beat that thing. Everyone loves Baja Retreat gift certificates. Also, you can visit Baja Retreat Spa on East Bay Street opposite the Scotiabank or give a call today at 323-6711. WhatsApp them at 544-1855. That's 544-1855. That's the WhatsApp. Or even better, purchase an instant gift certificate online at www.baharichcom. Guys, go down there to Baja Retreat. Get yourself replenished, rejuvenated, renewed, revived, and kind of ready to go as you step over the threshold into a new year. I know a lot of you out there, if you're junkanooers, you're busting your behind on the 26th and being able to move over to the 1st or the 31st and being able to do it all again with the hopes and aspirations to be able to carry you home that prize. Your body is broken right up. You don't catch yourself until the 28th of January. And so to be able to help you do that, check out Baja Retreat. Check out Baja Retreat. You're tired. Many of you out there, you've been partying from one party to another, your feet hurting, all your ankles swollen, sore, you don't know what to do, go to Baja Retreat. Check them out. The numbers again, like I said, 323-6711, 323-6711, or hit them up 544-1855, 544-1855. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. Located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. If you're in the market and you're looking for these particular things, don't go into 2025. God spare our life. As dirty 2024. My God, you were right there with Chameleonaire. What's his name? Chameleonaire. Yeah. You were riding dirty the entire time. You slip through all the back ways. Whenever you see the lights, you turn around, you jump out your car, you open up the hood. You act as though, oh, yeah, something wrong. You jump out the car, take off your car tire when you see police. you start changing your tire because you know you ain't licensed and insured. You on the road out here pulling tricks. Be decent. Just be decent in 2025. Go down there to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers and get yourself taken care of, man. You can afford it. And if you can't afford it, put something on it and they can be able to assist you with it. They got in-house financing. So go down there and check them out. 3411 AFS. Ask for my good friend Ethric Bowe or Mrs. Richardson. They'll be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Guys, the lines are going to be wide open today. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspapers. CCA files for bankruptcy. $1.6 billion judgment. Crippling. $1.6 billion judgment. Crippling. In a measure of a last resort, China Construction America yesterday filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition in anything that Sarkis is Meridian did. You remember this. Okay? CCA Chairman and CEO Yang... Guys, please forgive me. I promise you, this is not the first time I've said this. I promise you, I cannot see this paper. Let me cut on this light to see if I can see it better. Okay? Guys, check us out. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Okay? Where were we? The CCA chairman and CEO, Yang Wei, said that filing was ultimately necessitated by a crippling $1.6 billion judgment issued against CCA and its affiliates by the New York Supreme Court and in favor of Sarkis Meridian's BMI Properties Limited, BMIP. He said last week the New York Supreme Court denied CCA's bid to stay the judgment that was handed down in October. The CCA argued that it needed to stay while it perfected the appeal. Now let's think about a couple of things here. I want to talk about a couple of things with you. There's a lot of things for us to digest today. And you let me know whether or not y'all want to talk like this. This is Christmas time. Sometimes you don't want to hear politics. Sometimes you don't want to talk like the way that y'all, which is fine with me. If you want to be able to have a lighter conversation, I'm good with it. I'm good with that. So y'all can hit me up on the text 422-4796, 422-4796. I'll be more than happy to acquiesce. I will genuflect if this is what you want to do. But I want to have this kind of a conversation because this is peculiar. And what's even more peculiar is if you slide over to the right-hand side of the newspaper, Prime Minister tells the PRPs, stop the infighting. I think this is an amazing thing. On Friday, and we're dealing with all this stuff. We're just going to be talking current events and where we are in the country. So if you want to be able to join me, the lines are wide open, like I said. I'd love you to be able to do so. But let's talk. While you're out here trying to be able to pick up your last-minute gift, trying to figure out what your husband want, what your wife want, what this one want, and all these particular things, while you're looking at the bottom of your wallet or your purse, you can be able to see the lint in the corners. You're still trying to figure out where you're going to muster this money from. You're listening. Okay, so let's talk. Let's talk. So at least I can be able to deviate your mind just for 2 seconds as we're talking about national issues to find out where we are. Now, last week, let's start off where we ended off, right? Last week, we had a conversation, and we started to be able to talk more specifically on Friday. Now, on Friday, I opened up the papers. I got a call. I told you I got a call from a very good friend of mine, and he and I were having a very good conversation. I was hoping that he would join me today. He told me that he would join me today, but he and I did not speak after to be able to confirm that. So it may be my fault. I'm not going to fight him, right? But nonetheless, my good friend, if you're listening in and you want to be able to give me a call, please do so. You know exactly who you are. So we can be able to kind of chop these things down. But on Friday, we were having a conversation, right? And we started to talk about an article that I read in the Tribune. Now, the article that I read in the Tribune was specific. It was in the Tribune, and I read it, and it was peculiar to me that it had all this information. I just wanted to kind of read it to find out exactly where we were. My good friend and I, we were talking about these particular things, and we got to this particular point. I'm trying to open up the article. I hate how... Here we go. And the article is National Security Minister Wayne Monroe speaking on Friday. He was speaking on Friday. And this is Monroe DNA Freeport office closure unrelated to recent federal indictment. Okay? And the national, we could just be able to read the top of that. It says National Security Minister Wayne Monroe said that the closure of the United States Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA office in Freeport, Grand Bahama, is not connected to the recent explosive federal indictment or reflective of trust issues between the two countries, which is bananas. Now, I've been hearing this information that it would come down the line before it actually happened. I never come on this radio and tell you anything if I can't confirm it. So I just leave it alone. And I just wait to see whether or not there's going to be a shifting in the tide. So this did happen, and it rolled out in formality into traditional media. Not just social media, not just being able to send voice notes around. This spilt in traditional media. So let's read it. So the National Security Minister, Wayne Monroe, has taken on this kind of position. And he says that if we're not cooperating with them, then they should need more, not less. This is what he said. The example is given this. People get upset that we don't have an ambassador. This is what he said. He said, people get upset that we don't have an ambassador. And what I tell people is, these that are problematic always have an ambassador. In this exact, Herschel Walker was identified as the ambassador for the Bahamas. That he's going through the process and with formality after Trump is over. This didn't happen in 2 years. This didn't before Trump's inauguration, before his swearing in, he had already identified an ambassador for the Bahamas. Now, this is peculiar how this is happening. This is peculiar. I won't say this. This is peculiar. When Trump's victory rolled around, those of us who understand the misogyny that exists in the United States of America and this kind of an idea, what was triggered in their minds about making America great again. The MAGA. When you look at that in the population distribution, you look at the population of America and recognize that more than 160 million people out of 340 some, almost 350 million are white-blooded American people. More than 160 million of them. And then another 19%, another 15%, so forth and so on. But more than 150 million people make up the Caucasian-blooded American. And so when Trump started to be able to have this kind of a conversation about making America great again, it did something to them. It charged something in them, this kind of an idea of this pristine America that existed in some time ago. I mean, before any of us ever lived there, I suppose. I don't know, must be before the Native Americans was there also. Because when was America great? Anyway, I'm not going to fight you. Let's go through the story. Now, after Trump won, after the environment was charged, Trump found victory. Our people here in the Bahamas put a microphone to our government's face, put a microphone more specifically to the mouth of our prime minister. And while he spoke about the victory for Trump, what ended up at the forefront of the paper was that the greatest change and the greatest fight against climate change is politics, and I surmise that. The greatest fight against climate change is the change in politics. I thought that was peculiar that our prime minister would take on this kind of position to say that. Whereas the world, who was up in arms, fighting all over the place, can pause and be able to provide congratulatory remarks to Donald Trump. Our prime minister has taken on a very sharp tone. The second thing that we heard coming out of the forefront, out of our administration, to be able to show themselves strong, is this concept and idea of them coming to the forefront and asking, or you know, saying that we're considering being able to send migrants to your country, immigrants from America to your countries. And the office of the prime minister taking on a strong position saying, hell no, are you crazy? In so many words. And so we can't fight them for being able to talk about our sovereignty, but I thought that this would be a great opportunity for a conversation. That's it. It's a conversation to understand where they were and for them to understand where you are. Everything at this particular juncture is assumption. Everything is assumption. And now, we're watching all of this unravel and unfold. And as we're watching these particular things unfold, we are amazed. I'm astonished. I don't know what you are, but I'm absolutely astonished that the PLP cannot understand that this is more than internal fighting in the PLP. This is a fight for your lives, your political lives. I care not to get into depth and detail. Okay, or what I can see through the lens of the last 3-4 months of papers. But there is a fight of mammoth proportions that I don't care what you do. It seems to me that the writing is on the wall. And from biblical standpoint, I just want to be decent. What I could remember, when the writing was on the wall, you lay prostrate and axe with sincerity for more time. That's not what's happening here. You are allowing your ego to puff up bigger than it needs to be. This is not just merely losing, political organization losing. Many of you will lose your careers and become a footnote in the annals of time and history. You have not planted your roots in politics and nothing just yet. And this, based upon what I'm seeing, I'm not talking about no FNM. I'm not talking about no FNM. I am saying to you, what we are looking at is of mammoth proportions. And you cannot be casual about this. You got to deal with it. I like the prime minister taking on this kind of position to tell PLP, stop the infighting. That's the last thing you need. He started to talk about this, the fact that we are a family. We will go through trials. We will go through tribulation. We will go through these things. Very inspiring. Read the story. Pick up the newspaper. Pick up the newspaper. On Friday of last week, he had an opportunity to be able to speak to PLPs. And I like the inspiration that came out of it. But needs to be more than inspiration that you can give to the PLPs within your caucus. You got to talk to us. You got to talk to me, which is a collective us. Inspire us. How do you inspire us when we're seeing your Minister of National Security come to the forefront and be very flippant about this idea about the perceived corruption and indicating to us that it's not really there? How can you be able to ensure that you inspire me when I can hear your chairman being able to say more specifically to create a narrative and be able to speak that with clarity to the people? How? How can you be able to inspire me, the average Bahamian, who may not necessarily be a PLP or a Bahamian? How now do you inspire me that you're dealing with corruption and the perceived corruption? How now are you going to be able to come to the forefront and rally the troops that is the SS Bahamas, not just the PLP or the FNM, for us that are moving forward, upward, onward to the future for our children's children? How do you sing a rally cry and blow the shofar for all of us to be able to understand that we are in this together? We're waiting on you. Join in the conversation, guys. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. Guys, we're here, we're live, we're in full effect. I know it's a day before Christmas, but I need my gift too. We need the gift of transparency. We need the gift of honesty. We need the gift of access and forward movement for this country. Let's get it in.
I gave you my heart, and then you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten, twice shy.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with the Nassau Guardian.
Honey barbecue,
Popeyes,
sweet spicy or new,
signature hot hot please.
What's your favorite?
Roasted garlic parmesan, tastes so good, chicken. You know.
Those pepper
wings,
Popeyes.
Now available at Popeyes in Nassau.
Popeyes.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Well, happy holidays to all of those persons out there this festive season. I pray that the Father continues to watch over you. This is Howard Grant from the Foundation. Just wanted to extend a happy holidays to you and yours from me and mine. We hope for all the best during this season and many, many more. Enjoy yourself and have a great time from the Foundation and all of us here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. It's Christmas time. And all the distribution of gifts and all the parties that's happening out here, for the most part, you're looking at the juveniles. You're looking at kids. You're looking at the youth to ensure that they have this kind of a jubilant time, a memorable time. And this is what you want to do. You want to create an environment that they can look back in due time and due season and say, wow, I remember this, man. We had a good time. We had a good childhood. The Bahamas is the best. Yeah. I think that's what you want to do. But for many of us, if not all, for those of us who have matriculated past that juncture and calcified in maturity to understand that this is not it. This is not the life that we envision. The opportunities that we have are few and far between. Even with education, there's some level of quote-unquote prostitution that you have to do to get over. I just won't be decent as I say this. I know this ain't what you want to hear today, but I won't be decent. There has to be the gift of giving. The gift that was given to us in 1973. As we continue to be able to celebrate it, I think it's just, we commemorate it. I don't think that we have an opportunity to truly celebrate it. For the liberties, the opportunities, and the access that we dream of are still far off. They're still in the distance. We can see it. Many of us have jogged towards it. 40, moving towards this, and every time we move closer, the horizon is still in the distance. Every time, with every step that we're thinking that we make as a nation, as a people, as individuals, to get towards this particular, it seems to be an oasis. A mirage, rather. This is a mirage. It's not real. It's not real. And it came to light that the Bahamas is not a real place. Why? Many people just say that without an understanding. But let's talk about it. Let's break this thing down. What do you mean? For everything, the time, for this perceived commitment to our faith and Christianity, for the love of community, this idea of commonwealth, and all of us being able to get together to get up and over this issue, it is not a real place. Because it's a facade. These are only platitudes, an idea that you give to us, but not truly a genuine position from your heart. Let's talk about these things. And let's talk about the hell that this administration has coming up over the next 90 days if there isn't a very sharp shift as it relates to what's happening from a leadership standpoint. Let's talk about these things, guys. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of Ireland, 242-300-5720. Hit me at 422-4796. Hey, Howard, bro, stop complaining about the situation when you have a visible alternative. Most Bahamians over the age of 50, they on their last quarter, and they want to see change. The same old FNM and the PLP. The same old FNM and the PLP. We want to see a big change in this country before we leave. I am not complaining. I am voting for anyone besides those two parties that have done nothing decent for us since 1960. Last part. I don't necessarily agree with that. I can't say that these people have done nothing. I believe that a great deal that they have done for where we are now can be counted as insufficient, but it can't be counted as naught. I think it's unfair to just count it as naught. We could count it as insufficient. We could count it as glass half empty. We can look at it as maybe glass half full, however you want to be able to do it, but it can't be nothing. So let's just be decent about that. And secondly, I've been one of the persons who stood out. In 2012, I took on an opportunity. The first slate of persons being identified, full slated organization, the DNA, I was a part of that. And after I left the DNA, I recognized that maybe my efforts would be better by being able to fight for change within an organization. And so I did my best to try to get back in the Free National Movement. And that didn't work. We saw how that worked. But the truth of the matter is that I don't know whether or not the third party could work in this country. I just don't know. I think that you have to be more realistic and goal-driven than radical. And I don't know whether or not we're seeing that come to the forefront now. And so you could say all these things that you won't say, but are we being honest with ourselves? Is this just something that you want to see? Or do you want change that's sustainable? Because you could change something, but you can't sustain it. If you don't have intellect, if you don't have vision, if you don't cast that particular vision, if people don't buy into that, you can't sustain that. Let's call the lines are wide open. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good day, Howard.
What's up, my dear?
Listen, I mostly call to wish you and your family
Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
Praise God. Same to you and yours, my dear.
And we'll see what you're giving out today as a part of, you know, what you say you want to speak about. Is for me, like a little bit of cranberry sauce on a spicy turkey for Christmas.
Okay.
You know, because that's how politics comes along. And the person who wrote in and said nothing has changed since, what did you say, 67?
67. See, they ain't do nothing since 67.
Yeah. I guess that person is still walking a dirt road with horse and carriage walking a path and living in black and white. I guess they are in zebra time because, you know, like they say, zebra never changed. They're still living in black and white. Because I have seen lots of changes. It's not as much as I feel like we could have
done. Yeah, that's what I said. You can't be, I won't be unfair to these men. I can't
exactly,
say Lyndon can't
do it. Then you make a statement, you know, you can't just generalize it. You have to be specific. Say they didn't go as far as you would like them to go. However,
right. We
have greatly improved.
Right.
That's how I see it.
Education has been the thing of the day. It's been pushed. A lot of persons now, whether they take advantage of it or not, they have access to education that they didn't before.
What I do feel like, however, is one of our major problems is enforcing of our laws.
Mm-hmm.
The enforcement of the laws and rules that are on the books, I think that's a major problem there.
Mm-hmm.
If things were to be enforced,
mm-hmm.
like the freedom of information would be asking for, like
mm-hmm.
the declaration for those persons to declare,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if they don't, punishment comes along, stuff like that. I feel like if those things are enforced, even stuff that's in the Royal Bahamas Police Force that can be, like, you know, persons running the red light, the police says it's what you run. I come out of a corner the other night, I stopped somewhere, jumped back in my car to take off, and forgot I didn't turn my headlights back on until I was a little ways up the road, and then I look on my dashboard and realize my headlights was not on. The two police cars that passed me now, nobody flicked me even or talked to me to say, "Miss, your light."
People don't do that no more, you know. People don't flick to you. They don't flick to you no more. Remember one time ago on them dark road, well, this Family Island people on the dark road, and you coming up, somebody getting down, you coming up, they flick to you. You knew what that meant. You knew, hey, the police up the road, watch yourself. Hey. You
exactly.
knew that's what it meant. But
yeah.
we have become far from a community now.
So even though I was wrong because I didn't pay attention and I pulled off and didn't turn my light on,
mm-hmm.
If they had stopped me and given me a ticket, I would have rightly deserved it. Enforce the laws.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I mean, it would push us a little further. You know, it would be more transparent. And be more open, but yes, we have greatly improved since 67. I'm
wow.
not a zebra. I'm not living in black and white.
I like this call. I appreciate you, my dear. Enjoy your Christmas time with your family and do well, man. Don't spend all your money and don't eat no more of that spicy turkey. Eh? Says be decent, right? As a Texas, it's Howard. I think no one in their right mind, no right-thinking Bahamian, rather, will continue to vote for the PLP and the FNM. I don't necessarily agree with you. There are some significant dynamics at play when it comes to local politics. Significant dynamics. There are significant dynamics at play when it comes to local politics. It goes back to what I said a little earlier. I had a conversation with my uncle this week, and he called me from Grand Bahama. He and I always talk. He just was asking me how I am, how the kids are, how everybody's doing. Yeah, we talking. And in the midst of the conversation, he says, "Well, you know, I called you to make sure you was all right." I said, "I'm good. What happened?" So he says, "I read in the paper where 5 people were shot in a barbershop." So I say, "Yeah." He said, "I know you like to be in them barbershop talking." So I said, no, I don't bother with that no more. I haven't been in the barbershop talking for a while. I get my appointment, go in, get my haircut, I'm out, right? So he says, "Oh, because 5 people just get shot in the barbershop." I say, "And 3 is dead. Based upon the information that's come to the forefront, 3 is dead." It's my uncle from Grand Bahama calling me and concerned about how things are in the country. He was concerned about it. He's concerned about how we're living here and how things are moving. Many of us have dropped that concern. Just like the headlights, we don't care about community no more. Everyone's off onto their own business. And the only time that you won't get in people's business is when they purport this idea of perfection and you see that there is a dent in the armor. And so you seek to exploit that. You won't talk about people, not recognizing that none of us are perfect and many of us don't have the support that we need to get to where we go. I agree with you to some extent that no right-thinking Bahamian will continue to vote for the PLP and the FNM in the state that they are. I have to put that on, in their current states. I have to put that on. And I know that Michael Pintard and those that support Michael Pintard will seek to kind of, you know, deal with me and cuss me out as it relates to being able to indicate that there is, or even imply that there is something wrong with the Free National Movement, but there is. There is. You haven't dealt with your issues. There haven't been transparency. There hasn't been a vision cast for all of us to be able to grab hold to. There hasn't been meat. There has been this coagulated milk, right? So it's no longer, you know, like fresh milk that we can just be able to, okay, so you let it sit for some time and it becomes a little harder, right? But that's not meat. That's not meat that we're consuming. Maybe you froze it. That's not meat. It's not meat. And so as we look for vision, as we look for these particular things, and I stick to my guns, Michael Pintard is doing the work of 15 men. And the Free National Movement seeks to be playing, or seems to be playing, in my view, an excellent second seat. The entire organization. There needs to be more support. I don't know if this is by design. I don't know whether or not this is as a result of lack of, you know, he's not being able to delegate. I don't know. I'm in your business. But both organizations doesn't have what it takes. Not in its current state. And all it has to do is be able to have a transparent movement. The Prime Minister within the PLP started that particular course of transparency. Let's stop this infighting. But it's not enough to just say, let's stop the infighting. You have to satisfy the lions. You have to satisfy the hyenas. You have to give them meat, not just merely conversation. Even when Jesus fed the proverbial 5,000 or however much y'all would say, he didn't just break bread. From a spiritual standpoint, he gave them sustenance. Take a quick break. Going to be back after this.
I know what a fool I've been. And if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. And the very next day, you gave it away.
This Christmas, Fidelity Bank is still the one. With one easy monthly payment, one fantastic way to save, and one chance to win $5,000 in extra cash. Make that move to Fidelity Bank and apply for a personal loan for a chance to win extra cash today. Call 356-7764 for more details.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This holiday season, stay connected to the ones you love with Alive. Switch today and get 5 gigabytes of data free with your first 30-day plan. Whether you're sharing holiday moments or enjoying Junkanoo Bay, Alive keeps you connected all season long. Visit BeAlive.com to make the switch today. It's good to be alive.
Ho, ho, ho!
Get ready for Jingle All the Pay grand event with Everybody Wins. You can win a Cybertruck, a split of $50,000, and loads of more cash prizes via Spin the Wheel and the Cash Vault. It all goes down December 27th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the FML Lawn. To earn a ticket to win, spend $20 between December 9th and 27th at participating Everybody Wins stores. The more tickets, the more chances to win. It's going to be live DJ, food, prizes, and surprises. It's the Jingle All the Pay grand event with Everybody Wins. Game responsibly.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, the eve of Christmas Eve. We're still jamming, talking like the way that we are, looking for our gift too, the gift of transparency, the gift of honesty, the gift of transformation in our community. I mean, just be straight. Unless all of us are content with the idea that it's going to be the same. And you know what? What's crazy in this life? No matter how many years that we've been living and suppressing an idea, no matter how many years, let's take the mutton pigeon piece, or let's take our own personal lives. No matter how many years we've been dealing with this tribulation and never being able to address it accordingly. And so it built this lack of organization, this undocumented space that has dealt, that has been kind of festering, that saw so many persons keep moving to it. And so it became a space unto itself, a city unto itself. The mutton pigeon peas in Abaco. No matter how many years that continue to be able to live and breathe and fester, one day out of seven will be the reckoning day. You got to come to reality. You got to come to reality. One of these days I can be transparent with you and tell you my heart and some of the issues that we've been facing, that I've been facing as a man, as a developing human being, young man in this country. The issues of, and the advice that I would have been gotten, that I've gotten over the years that said, but baby, you got to let it go. And I never knew how to do it. And so you forget it. And you distract yourself with occupation. And you distract yourself with these particular things. But one day out of seven, you will be reminded of that thing that you never dealt with. You've never dealt with that. You thought it was gone. You thought it was gone because you couldn't see it. That's what's happening to our country. That the straw that breaks the camel's back is falling at a rapid pace. It may not have hit the entire hay yet, the stack yet, but it's coming. And I believe we as a nation, before this happens, we need to fix some things in our lives. Individually, collectively, politically, and otherwise. From the judiciary, from the executive arm, legislative arm, in our communities, from the church, from the pulpit, we need to fix some things. We've allowed things to fester too long in this country, too long without dealing with it. This crime issue is out of hand. To think about it, it is absolutely out of hand. And it's not that we are afraid to deal with it. Because there are pastors that these young boys respect. There are elders in their community that they respect. But there's no unity to get to these people so they can be able to have a ceasefire. Everyone's disjointed in this country. Everyone's going off onto their own space doing their own thing. We're no longer over the hill. We're no longer that over the hill that we talk about. We're distant. And the only spaces that you find unity within your lodges, within your churches, within your small organizations and civic groups, within your political organizations, there is no collective space that we can come together and agree upon something as a community that this particular thing needs to change. And so I hope for that this Christmas. And if there is a stocking stuffer, I'm hoping that our government could provide us that. I'm hoping political organizations can provide us that cohesion, that space for vulnerability. Because we've been hard for a long time. We've been tough and seeking to deal with a lot of things for a long time. And now we get to this point. Our government, our prime minister has acknowledged within his party, which is a microorganism of what's happening in the country. If our prime minister can argue that there is significant infighting, then it says to me, if this is a microorganization or microorganism of what's happening on a macro level in this country, then the prime minister and those that lead the PLP needs to understand that there is an issue in this country, not just in the PLP. There's an issue in the country, and we're having problems. Don't just talk to the PLPs like this. Come talk to us, man. Come. Leave your necktie. Bring one of them same bush jacket and come talk to us. With transparency, with honesty, with your heart. The heart that so many people say you have. Come talk to us for Christmas. Make a promise to the Bahamian people that 2025, we're going to put this foolishness behind us and move forward as a nation. It's time for us, man. It's an exhausting period that we're living in. We don't know what's going to happen next. We're tired of this death. We're tired of despondence. We're tired of distance. We're tired of corruption. We heard too long. Let's get up and over this together. And then tell us Merry Christmas. We don't need no ham. We don't need no turkey. We don't need nothing. We just need your heart to tell us the truth. Let's take a break, get to news, and be right back after this.
With a note saying I love you and I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been. And if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. And the very next day, you gave it away. This year.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, the foundation, live and full effect, live and direct for you guys. Please give me a call if you want to be able to do so. I know that you're in the road, mad busy today, riding up and down, the children in the car, you got them all dressed up, this one trying to mess up a hair. What happened, baby? This is your Christmas style. Keep that. Huh? You're in a beauty salon, you get your nails done, you're doing all these things, get your hair to cut. Make sure you go down to Baja Retreat, get your feet done, get your back rubbed, whatever you got to do in preparation for this time. But while we're talking about that, we know that this is the season for giving. We give compliments of this season, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. There is distribution at this time. There is an effort to give of ourselves. even if you haven't done it all year. I see one meme I watched this morning. Said, you ever see some things that people ain't doing nothing for you all year, and all of a sudden now they want to know what you're doing for them? Yeah. It's an expectation. We are ripe in this season with expectation. Yeah, people looking for something. And in the midst of them looking for something, this is what happens. So let's talk about these things, all right? Now, the Prime Minister says, this is it. I just want to talk like this. Now, I don't want you to think I'm beating up on the PLP. That's not my intent. Oh, God. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not here to beat up on the PLP. But whatever I could do with the little time that I have, whatever I could do in this space that I'm in right now, whatever I can do with this microphone that I have to be able to encourage you and make you to understand in your heart of hearts that whilst you've been playing the politics games for a long time, the country is in dire need of something more. And that something more cannot be a strategy. It cannot be $150 million paid to various consultants over time to be able to give you a strategy to approach these things. It has to be with transparency. The PLP knows the Bahamian people better than any organization in this country. The FNM has come from the PLP. You know this organization. You know this people. You know our whims. You know our trials, our tribulations. You know where we come from whence we came. You know us better than anyone. There's no need to feed us this kind of an idea of we can do better, we can do this, we can do that. That doesn't work anymore. You've gone through time and memorial of this same talk with you. We've gone now through three leaders in the organization. Three leaders. Prime ministers in the organization. And you still haven't given us what we need as a nation. The first one started off well. They didn't end up so well. It started off well. The second one, it looked like it was going to go somewhere. It didn't get anywhere. And now this third one, he's saying some things that I believe is strong. And if it's anything to do with what people say about you, I believe you have the wherewithal to make this change. But it has to come from within. No consultants can help you with this. It has to come from within. Now, when it comes down time to find out whether or not you have any time left to execute these things, that's a whole different story. But it has to come from within. Let's read a little something. So the Prime Minister tells the PLP to stop infighting, right? So Prime Minister Philip Bray Davis has urged members of the Progressive Liberal Party and the PLP to stop infighting, saying that the party has put the internal squabbles aside. In order to take the Free National Movement into the next general election, which I think is a peculiar thing. I think it's a peculiar thing. And I think that the Prime Minister left some things out of that. I don't think you should, or maybe you should have excluded some things from that. This is me. Because if I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, you fight more than the FNM. Oh, how do us stay fighting? I didn't tell you what I had to say. The PLP is fighting more than the Free National Movement. And this has been like this from 1987. The PLP has always been in a fight for its life when it found leadership in this country. And it is absolutely no different. There is no difference right now. This is the fight of your lives. This is not a game. This is not a game. And don't pretend that it is. This is not a game. Let's talk about this. Identify some things. And so it says, my brothers and sisters, this is what the Prime Minister says. It says, let me be real with you tonight. I like this. And then he goes on and says that how can we take on the FNM? And how can we stand strong in the face of their attack if we're busy fighting ourselves? How can we prove to the Bahamian people that we are the party of progress, fairness, and opportunity? If we're distracted by internal disputes. We must look inward before we look outward. It's no secret. The tensions that exist, misunderstandings, frustration, even disagreements, that's normal in a family. And Mick is a family. Prime Minister Davis, I love that. I love that. I must tell you, I love that. Every single press conference from now on, we want you to be real with us too. Don't just be real with the PLP. Be real with us. Don't just be real with the PLP and then hit us with formalities. Hit us with rhythm and words and poetry. We don't want none of that. We want you to be real with us too. I want you to be real with me. That's my wish for Christmas. That our Prime Minister is real with us. And the reality is that we are under attack. You could start that in the PLP, but if they come in for the PLP, they come in for all of us. I'm just trying to shoot straight with you, trying to be as decent as I possibly can on this traditional radio space. I got to let you know that if you are not woken, you got to wake up. You got to wake up. Open your eyes and understand the sovereignty that we enjoy, the sovereignty that we know is under attack. And there are characters who've committed themselves to a foreign entity. And their allegiance is no longer to the aquamarine, to the gold, and to the black. Their allegiance is to the green. And which green is that? The Yankee dollar. I just want to be decent as I say this. Let's talk like this. PLP, you are not innocent. You're not innocent. Neither is the FNM squeaky clean. So why does it have to fall upon your shoulders so heavy, this burden of tribulation? That you can't, that you don't even, the hundreds of millions of dollars or however much money you've spent on consultancy, you have not directed it in the right area. Why are you still grappling with this concept and idea of corruption? You haven't dealt with that yet. When you can deal with that, you're spending all this money to convince people with things that you know you ain't gonna do in the first place to be able to try to find yourself in a position of leadership, but you haven't dealt with one thing, an iota of this corruption that exists. This cloud of corruption, you haven't dealt with that. It lingers over your organization. And whilst it never touched you internally, and there was this cohesive nature and always being able to find yourself exuberant and gleeful as one leader, one party, PLP. What happened now is that this waters of tribulation and allegation that keep beating down on your headquarters on Farrington Road has now caused a significant leak. And it's spilling inside the organization now. So you have to come out where you never did this before. And say to PLPs, focus your attention externally. This is bigger than you, man. This is bigger than you. And if you don't come here and be real with us also, we're going to have a problem. You got to be real with all of us. I get this thing from Fred Mitchell. Whenever he sends it out, I'm a part of this list. I told him I wanted to be a part of the list. I like when he says, and today and always, it's PLP all the way. I enjoy it. But I read this thing, and I know this is for PLPs, but this is what he said. And I want to be able to say it. Now, this came out on, this was Thursday of last week. He put it out, right? He says, Fred Mitchell says that the PLP must shape public opinion and not be passive recipient of opinions shaped by others. the PLP must shape public opinion and not be passive recipients of opinions shaped by others. I want to say to you, people shape opinions in naivete, in this space of ignorance. And so with the elements that you have, you seek to put a puzzle together. And it may look distorted, but you try to be able to speak to what that image is, because you don't have all the answers. You don't. And a lot of persons in the public were hearing snippets of this and snippets of that, especially as it relates to allegations of corruption and so forth and so on. And we're seeking to grab those pieces and put it together. But you're saying to the PLPs that you must shape public opinion, but that's political. You don't need to be political. You just got to be transparent. You just got to be honest. Some of you are going to fall. I think you know this, Red Mitchell. Some PLPs will fall. They will. And if your hope is to be able to save those who inevitably and undoubtedly will fall, they can pull you down with them. You got to let these people who moving in the shadows of corruption, you got to let them alone. And if you could stand out on the peak and the mount and say that we are transparent, this is a transparent organization, and those persons who've gone contrary, let the chips fall where they may, you could save your life and your legacy. Fred Mitchell, this has been your baby. This has been your baby. Politics has been your baby for longer than I know myself. From the stories of you being able to burn the Constitution, from the stories that you tell about going down to Wolf Ruard University, from the stories that you tell with gleeful nature of how you've been able to join ZNS and matriculate yourself within politics, the stories that you tell about your family. There are many of you who've served with integrity within your political organization, and you smelt the stench of corruption that abounded in these certain organizations. I was watching this House Hunters, this hoarder thing, right? And when they walked in the house, this person was a smoker, like a chain smoker. I can't say obvious, but these people must be dead. When they walk in this house, this is one of those dirty homes, right? When they walk in this house, they said before they could reach there, they could smell the stench of cigarettes. And when they walked inside the house, everything was stained. Every wall, all the toilet, the tub, everything was stained with nicotine smoke that filled this house. There were over 300,000 cigarette butts in this house, piled up. Everything stained in this house. That has become the PLP. There may be a few of you who had corruption and dealt with corruption and always gravitating towards the easy slackness. Maybe a few of you. I know it ain't all of y'all. But as a result of that, you've stained the house that is the PLP. And no one is seeking to eradicate that. You're just living with this stench. Defend these people. Oh, we ride or die with these corrupt people? You need to let these people go. You are mashing up the legacy of your organization and your individual legacy just because of your proximity to these things and for us to perceive that you even know about this. Let these people go. That's what the chips fall where it may mean. I don't care who is your fraternity brother, your real brother. That don't have nothing to do with nothing. I ain't in that. Be transparent and get this country back on course. 2025 is going to be a rough year from a political standpoint for our affiliation and our position with America. America already didn't call us. Trump already take on this kind of a position. He's going into this this idea of tangibles, what he can give back to the people. This era of making America great again has to do with putting Americans back to work. You have to sit down and figure out, how now can I find myself, can we find ourselves being the recipients of something to come in and providing opportunities for this? It says to me that they're going back to Detroit and starting to make, hold on, Elon Musk in the cabinet. So what are they going to make? How you can say drill, baby, drill, and you got Elon Musk? They are putting Americans back to work. Let's shoot straight and have a very clear conversation about these particular things. Let's talk. How can you be the beneficiary of what America wants to do with their citizens? You had an opportunity to start a conversation. You've rejected that soundly because you didn't like what came to the forefront. All you had to do is counter. That's how you begin these conversations. Counter. Hey, listen, I hear what you want to do, but, you know, this is some of the things that we need happening. Boom, 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 boom. Let's just talk. Let's just talk. It's good talk. There's a text is coming through. I'm going to read this text just like this. Howard, yes or no? Do you know who the high-ranking politician is? About five people with the power to command police officers and planes to move cocaine. I have absolutely no idea. And beyond that, I don't want to know. I'm left in this kind of position of speculation just like everybody else. I'm looking at every PLP with jaundiced eyes, squinting it. And I'm looking at FNMs with the same jaundiced eye. I don't trust none of y'all. Right off the top. That's what this was designed to do. The reason why they didn't call the high-ranking politician name is because they want you to be able to speculate that corruption abounds within and start to scrutinize each and every one of these members. And there was a hope and expectation that there would be a revolt from internal. This was a strategy. Y'all can't see this. My God. This is a strategy. For you to give up yourself, well, I'm me. Let me separate myself. That is for the court of public opinion to be able to scrutinize and denigrate those particular persons, all 32 members and even 39 members. And more specifically, those members who don't even want the stain and the stench of this perceived corruption internally in the organization to say anything to them. There is an expectation that they get up and speak out and say, listen, this thing had nothing to do with me, eh? I never do this. Boom, boom, boom. So now we are supposed to reduce this and start to eliminate certain persons based upon what they've said. But the PLP has taken on his position, let's rally up together. The only reason you see people rallying together is to save the queen bee. Come on. The only reason, if there is an attack on the hive, that the worker bee will surround the queen bee. And they're willing to lose their lives to save the queen bee. Who is the queen bee? Who is the proverbial king that y'all seek to? Because it doesn't necessarily have to be in this administration. It may be affiliated with that. It's a high-ranking politician. Those people in office and out, they're high-ranking. Let's talk with transparency. Let's be real in this country. And hopefully our prime minister could be real with us going forward. Quick break, going to be right back after this.
Someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. And the very next day, you gave it away. Here, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Crowded room, friends with tired eyes. I'm hiding from you, and a soul of eyes. My God, I thought you were someone to rely on.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can log in talkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year.
I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, and the very next day you gave it away.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, for your Christmas. I don't know, right? Who's it? I don't know. Just for the Christmas time, I got to give you, this is just food for thought. It's all this is, it's just food for thought. As you go into your Christmas holiday and you enjoy that thing and you'll be able to spend your couple of bucks and to ensure that there's satisfaction, this is like sleeping. I think a lot of us are getting excited about a moment. This is the difference between a wedding and marriage. I think a lot of people, especially young persons in this modern era, get extremely excited about the wedding and the festivities and the beauty and the shimmering gown and the cascading flowers and the birds of the bird's breath, right? This is the baby's breath and the birds of paradise and the table center, the center table pieces and all these tables dropping and the invitation. I don't know, whatever. You get excited about the event. You get excited about the event. I think a lot of us are excited about the event of Christmas right now and New Year's. This is exciting times, man. This is something that we look forward to for the entire year. This is a shift in the atmosphere. The weather is a little bit cooler. You don't have to be groggy and miserable. You get to put on your nice little festive clothes. You're going out. You look good. You feel good. You smell good. And this ain't that you were sweating earlier before you put on your shirt, and then you put on your shirt. You didn't know your shirt have a different scent. Now you smell like two different things because you put cologne on top of that. This ain't that. This is a nice cool weather. Your body feel good. Yeah, you're getting out, you're hailing people, you're smiling, you're drinking all your little tea and coffee. You want to let people know, we out here, baby, we on the road. That's what you want to do, yeah. You feel good around this time, but you forget that this is just a moment, that we got time to deal with the trip to be able to mount in this country. And whilst we may not necessarily take the time to deal with it in a festive season, we're not going to forget it. I'm not going to allow you to forget it. We're dealing with this, baby. We can deal with this. There's an expectation in the first month as we're leading up to January 10th. In the first month of 2025, this PLP administration got to make some very strong decisions. Got to deal with some things. You got to deal with some things. It cannot be business as usual. Because if that's what it's going to be, then you sacrifice your legacy. And maybe you're content. Maybe you have lived out the length and breadth of your political career and you're satisfied. But you're mashing it up for everyone else. All you do, more smoke to this house and nobody cleaning this up. That's all this is. Perceived corruption that no one has dealt with yet. I can't say y'all a corrupt organization. I can't. I won't say that. There are men that are, they casually call the PLP corrupt. In casual conversations. We're sitting down, we're just talking, blah, 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 blah. Just talking, how the kids? All right, man, all right, yeah, you know. So how's your wife, man? She's good, man. You know, the corrupt PLP. Well, sir, what are we talking about? Where did they even come from? They just quit to call you corrupt. They're content calling the PLP corrupt. I don't believe that you are. You can't be. I don't believe that your constitution is corrupt. I don't believe that your constitution takes you in a path of corruption. I don't believe that. I don't believe that the commitment that those men and women have made to the Bahamian people, I don't believe that identifying people like Hervis Bain to be able to craft a language that speaks to generations and generations. Organization. Not at its inception, but as you blossom and you grow, you take on elements that change your convictions. It hasn't changed your constitution. It has changed your convictions. And in changing your convictions, you are now unrecognizable. You have done nothing to fix this so we could know who you are. Fix it. Fix it. Some people has to fall by the wayside. Fix it. No need to secure a criminal. You're aiding and abetting. You should go down too. Fix it. Fix it. Do your internal working and your commission of inquiry for the purposes to weed out the scoundrel. And whoever this person is, to the extent of the law, deal with them. Fix it. Fix it. Show yourself with the fortitude to lead this country, not just the PLP, not just satisfying the PLP, to lead this country. Fix it. That's our wish. Our wish is that you would find your huevos and fix this in fun days of 2025. God spare our lives. Fix this. Right after Junkanoo, you come out and say, why is it giving the announcement? I need a press conference. This is what we can do now. Yeah, let the people get rid of Junkanoo. You then had F group, A group, this group, that group. You get seed funding, all these things. Then let's see how the thing play out. Let the thing play out and deal with this issue now. That's a telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, Howard. How are you doing? Seattle.
What's up, Seattle?
Yeah, Howard, you know, if you was to implement an economic policy on January 1st and have everything lined up, at minimum, it'll take between 12 months and 24 months or 2 years to begin to feel the economic impact.
You mean from a social standpoint?
Big bad?
From a social standpoint, for us to actually feel that there's something that changed, it'll take you 12 to 24 months.
Right. Okay. At minimum. But you have to have everything. This is an economic, like when you change a political policy or economic policy or whatever it is, not the announcement of it, the actual implementation of it is 12 to 24 months at minimum to begin to see.
Yeah, but this bothered me. So from a political standpoint, the PLP won't find any benefit in doing this because they won't be able to reap the benefits. Is what you're saying to me?
No, right. I'm saying is if they haven't done it already, right?
It's useless to do it now.
It'll be good for the country, but it'll be useless for them. I mean, from a political standpoint, because people are going to vote on the impact they're feeling in their wallets, in their lives, in the country, you know.
But they can't fix that either, C. Allen. They can't fix that.
No, but
they don't have enough time for any of this. They don't have enough time to fix the economic situation in the country. They don't have enough time to be able to fix the morality issue with the perceived corruption. They don't have enough time to be able to get back on the ball and find the PLPs in their organizations within their good graces. They literally asking them just to kind of calm down right now, ease up.
But see, you know, because the infighting within the party is due to the fact that they have not kept their promise to the ground people, or the people who fought the battles.
I agree with you.
Not less for the people. So, you know, if you don't have the position to do anything of them. But I think Ms. Kimberly Furness, to charge the affair, all right, I think on January 16th, they should pay attention to what she has to say. She's speaking at the Bahamas Outlook. Speech is going to be on strengthening opportunities for foreign direct investments in the Bahamas. So
on January 16th. On January 16th.
Yeah. So that's going to, you know, provide some fodder as to see, you know, right now, over the last year, other than expansion, which was already in the works in the tourism industry, we've really had no new foreign direct investment that has been implemented in. If I already have a business and I decide to expand my business, it's not the type of input that we want, and even for the major input of the billions of dollars, you know, they say, just use two of them here on Grand Bahama, you're talking 300 jobs and 200 jobs over there. And so what is the unemployment? What is the thousands of people that you're talking about? And so we have not had anything to actually deal with what the Bahamians need. One of the greatest defects that I've seen over the years, and you've heard me cry about it, is that we don't have a strategy to invoke the skill set necessary for embracing the new 21st century environment or the new 21st century economic models that's out there. And so
Alan, you and I never spoke like this, right?
Right.
You and I never spoke like this specific what I'm about to say to you. How? When you have men and women who come into politics and look to yesteryear to embrace those particular things, to perpetuate tradition, to perpetuate our space, and never make the modifications necessary to move the country forward with new technologies, new concept, new ideas, a sense of inclusion, then how can you get young people, or how can you get any administration concerned enough to ensure that our young people are prepared for the future? You're not going to get it.
See, this has been a problem based in leadership, because you know, Howard, if you used to chip a tooth right now, would you take time to try to become a dentist, or would you just hire one?
Just go hire one. There are dentists that exist.
Right, but this is the problem you have. Look at all of the ministers now. They're all trying to become expert in what they claim.
Because they don't want to pay anybody. That's their problem. They don't want to
pay people. No, they don't want to pay the right people.
That's all I'm trying to tell you right now. They pay in who they wish to pay. They pay in who need to indebted to their organization. They're not paying where the expertise exists.
Absolutely. And so just consider the $76 million that's being paid, right? How many qualified individuals within the country that you could have put in pods, you know, to solve small issues, you know, or come up with implementable, executable strategies? We have a housing strategy. You hear any solutions? What we have is wasting. We have a an energy strategy. We don't know what has happened. I mean, energy poverty, we don't know what happened with that. There's so many small things that has been overlooked. And you understand this. The 39 individuals in Parliament can't solve the problems individually, nor can the cabinet members. It requires the community for buy-in and involvement, plan, strategy, or anything being brought to them for the community to buy in for us to work collectively to solve the problems. Then what are we doing? The country is in a free fall. The country is in autopilot.
I agree with you.
And, you know, so the question is now is we have to begin to question the competency of who's coming in. Can they tell us the how? Can they tell us exactly what it is they're going to do and the transformation of the economy?
And that's really where the emphasis should have always been placed, O.C. Allen.
Yes.
The emphasis should not be...
When they make announcement, we will fix education and don't tell us how. We will, you know, the most important thing, Howard, is for us to move to an ownership economy. We keep looking for one individual to come with a few million dollars to give us 10, 20 jobs. When if we were to get hundreds of individuals and give them access to global capital, to actually build. And either they have the idea and they don't have all the requisite experience, we can buy that for them. But the problem with that is that now when something comes in, you have a multiplication effect. You have a ground impact effect. And that's what these 21st century economies allow. But like you say, we have to drive it. Hopefully beginning in January, the first week, we will drive the conversation, not necessarily as a country, and have individuals, political, non-political, whatever, converse on how do we achieve these and begin to test the so-called proposition they put in front of us.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you for your contribution. I want to read this. It says, the Bahamas has a rent-to-own program called A Place to Call Home that was announced in 2022 by the government. The program is intended to help people who want to buy a home but don't meet the minimum requirements for a mortgage. The program is designed to be a realistic path to home ownership for many Bahamians. To apply for this program, for a government home in the Bahamas, you can visit the local Department of Housing office, bring in all the supporting documents, complete an interview with the Department of Housing officer, and meet all eligibility requirements. This is the information. Now, when you read through and you identify these things, the last time we've spoke about this, the last time, from a governmental standpoint, the last time they've spoken about this was in 2022. The government announces the rent-to-own program on October 7th, 2022. These are concepts and ideas that could be transformative, that shows yourself committed to the Bahamian people. We can no longer sustain ourselves off of the milk of yesteryear. Bahamian people need ownership. It costs a hell of a lot of money just to live in Nassau, no matter what education level you have. And the higher up that totem pole you climb, the more expensive it is, especially if you have children. Many of us out here just fretting for the next man. But if we ask ourselves about real ownership, accessibility, and real opportunity, these things are few and far between in the Bahamas. Let's get to reality. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. And the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your bank staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The King is at it again with the new Pepperoni Bacon King. This big and meaty sandwich has pepperoni, bacon, and more pepperoni piled on that 100% flame-grilled beef patty you love. The only way to make the Pepperoni Bacon King tastier was to add chipotle mayo, barbecue sauce, cheese, lettuce, and tomato, and serve it on a soft potato bun. So when you want a better burger, check out the Pepperoni Bacon King or try the new crispy chicken Pepperoni Bacon King. But get yours now because they're only here for a limited time and only at Burger King Nassau.
It's a special time and you deserve the best. Come into Baja and let's de-stress. We'll pamper you and make you feel safe. Get you a nice spa day.
Contact us at 323-6711 or visit us at baharetreat.com.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company. Please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. It says, what does he mean by shape public opinion? The truth is the truth. This is Texas coming through. It says, Howard, in 1967, black Bahamians own half of 1% of the Bahamian economy. Of $400 million. That's $2 million or about $2,500 per person. Today, that's worth about $50,000 per person. That's 20 times the 1967 figure. Howard, do Bahamians own 20 times more than they owned in 1967? Absolutely not. In 1967, Bahamians owned major nightclubs and entertainment ventures, several small hotels, and numerous grocery stores, just to name a few. With integration, Bahamians deserted those businesses and began shopping in the white stores, staying in the white hotels, and even demanded white taxis and buses to ride in. When the whites realized so much money was over the hill, they began to open businesses over there. The black Bahamian businesses collapsed. Nightclubs closed, etc. Now, Bahamians still own half of 1% of the larger economy. How do you call that progress? For the first time in this country, the children of Bahamians are doing worse than their parents. That's a Texas coming through. Let me get a telephone call.
No, what are you doing?
Hi, good man. What's up?
Right, hanging in.
Oh, hey, what's up, Sparky?
Your family for the old time season.
Thank you, man, Sparky. Good to hear from you.
Hope we get rid of all the grudges. And, you know, we coming into this year, you're saying this is Yuletide season. This is the Christian nation. We can come and sign and turn over a new leaf. And if I'm in the new year, everybody will be like you, Dorian, get it back together, get it back. Get the country on a good roll, I think. And we bring the same personalities. Right back on January the 2nd, what we had on January the 1st and December the 31st. It's just we just talking, you know. We ain't changing. We talking. We need to change. I'm confused about a statement I heard. You know, sometimes things be on your chest and you ponder it, and you ponder it. I wanted the answer to this one from our prime minister. When he made a mention that a Yellow Elder Primary School, he said, he was given a speech. He said he accepted the resignation of the commissioner of police, right? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes.
He said he accepted the resignation because the commissioner of police didn't do anything wrong. Now, I have a problem with that because the commissioner and those said that they were doing an investigation about the allegation about the other policemen and defense ward officers caught up in the Canadian and American situation up there, right, into the north of us. Mm-hmm. Now, he was in the middle of doing an investigation on what they were being told, and then he resigned. So what's going to happen to that investigation? And if the prime minister said that the commissioner of police did nothing wrong, how does he know that the commissioner of police did anything wrong if they didn't do an investigation on the commissioner of police? And then, on top of that, you know, who's doing the investigation on the commissioner of police? And if he did anything wrong, if he didn't do anything wrong, why did he resign? Because everybody's saying he was a good commissioner of police. And then he resigned. Why do you resign if you did nothing wrong? You see, that confuses me as to what we call, you know, bringing the truth to me. Let me know, was there an investigation done, Howard, on the commissioner of police?
The commissioner of police didn't resign as the commissioner of police didn't resign as a result of an investigation that was happening. He resigned as a result of public opinion and the public scrutiny and the pressure coming down on the government of the Bahamas to make a decision. And he could have been identified as a fall guy. He wrote this letter. He, with the integrity that exists within the force, just the same integrity that exists within if you were a doctor, you have to make a decision within yourself. Hey, listen, am I good for this position anymore? And the prime minister has to accept that. The prime minister says he accepted it. He accepted.
Okay, I let's clear it up because, you know, public perception is telling me they was including way up to the top.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people believing that it was commission was involved as well. Was there an investigation on that?
I can't speak to that because I don't know none of that. I only know that based upon public opinion, they was calling for either him or, and more specifically, Wayne Monroe. So they wanted to see either Wayne Monroe go or the Commissioner of Police. And with the mounting issues that came out, and after, and this was really the straw that put the camel back for the Commissioner, after he did that shorty, chopped up, poor edited, horrible verbiage of a presentation, that's what caused him to kind of take back on that kind of position, because he shouldn't have done it the way that it was. It was more political rather than informative. And so he stepped back.
That even that speech, when it came to the public that the Commission of Police could have put on a speech to the nation at 7 o'clock, then it was late. Then it was delayed. Then it came off at 8 o'clock. I thought it was going to be a live speech. So him talking right into
I would have preferred it to be a live speech.
See, I thought it would be a live speech.
He would have still been there today.
I could see that was cut up. So how could he reach late at 8 o'clock when they already had that filmed and everything?
Because when they did it, see you can get me in trouble right now, Sparky.
I'm just asking questions.
And when I watched that, I knew that nobody in the Royal Bahamas Police Force wrote that for him. The speech writers in the Royal Bahamas Police Force who understand the nature of the business of policing did not write that. That was a political statement. Now, I can't tell you where that come from. But as I read this and I listen to this, I say, who the hell wrote this? Now, if they already then pre-record this, why did they have to delay it? One. And why?
No. If you recorded, why was it delayed?
Why did you delay it if you recorded it already? It was pre-recorded. Why did you delay it? You know why? Because they had to edit some mess out of that. And you could see the editing. They had the cut piece, cut, and then they presented that to the Bahamian people. In my view, the Commissioner of Police may have been the fall guy for this. He had to take up his judgy bundle. But people wasn't calling for him.
That the Bahamian people still has not received the truth yet.
Of course not. The objective is never to give you the truth. The objective is to give you satisfaction. Are you satisfied? Then truly unsatisfactory. They need to give you something that quench your thirst. You say, thank God somebody get fired. That's it. That's all the Bahamian people want, blood. But they don't want truth. And that's the issue that we're having. Sparky, I fresh out of time, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a little bite-sized conversation that we're having about these things. We could see through these stuff, you know. As we go into the new year, as we go into a new day, and no pun intended, as we go into this new space and time, as we step into the festive season and enjoy ourselves and break bread and watch our children open up their gifts and ride bikes and so forth and so on, and remember our childhood. It's a nostalgic time this season. Let's remember the time where our forefathers who had nothing forged together to build that little house that we call a homestead. Let's remember the time that your grandmother, who have a name and a corner now for the commitment that she's made to the Bahamian people, let's remember the time that they served. Let's get back to the time of integrity, of conviction, of strength, and community. That is my wish as a gift for the Bahamian people. Let's get back to it. And let's start with transparency from our government today. Guys, have a beautiful day, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. I don't think I'll see you guys tomorrow, but I'll see you later on this week. Have a beautiful day, guys. Enjoy your Christmas holiday. Do so safely, and I'll see you on the other side.
And I meant it. The fool I've been. And if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again.